USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. As the FBI prepares to conduct another background check on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox News it should not look into Kavanaugh's alleged drinking in college.
They're going to ask Mark Judge, did you ever see Brett Kavanaugh drug women or engage in gang rape? And I think that's going to be the focus of it.
But an attorney for another accuser, Deborah Ramirez, says agents also went to interview her, and she has agreed. Ramirez claims Kavanaugh exposed himself to her in the early 1980s. Campaigning in Wheeling, West Virginia, President Trump says the Democratic Party is engaging in shameless conduct.
They're willing to throw away every standard of decency, justice, fairness, and due process to get their way. They don't care how they get it. You see it before your eyes.
Trump says the FBI can interview anyone at once in the investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back, a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
That man kept it on video warning residents of Palu that the tsunami was approaching. It was too late for hundreds. The earthquake and tsunami has left more than 800 dead in that city alone, both the mayor and former mayor among the dead. Figures are still coming in from Indonesia's disaster agency. From other areas of the island, at least 17,000 are homeless. Two police officers were killed in a shootout early Saturday in Brookhaven, Mississippi. Police Chief Kenneth Collins was emotional as he made the announcement.
It's just heartbreaking for us to get out here and do our day-to-day job and have to face all the things that's against us. But I promise you, the men and women of law enforcement, we're not going to give up. We're not going to stop. This is what we do. We give our life in service for our community.
The suspect, a confirmed member of the Gangster Disciples, ambushed the officers who were responding to a shots fired call. The suspect is in custody. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A U.S. senator is calling for Congress to take action in response to the announcement from Facebook that a security breach compromised the accounts of some 50 million people. More from John Clemens.
Senator Mark Warner, vice chairman of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence and the co-chair of the Senate Cybersecurity Caucus, the Democratic lawmaker from Virginia, declared, "This disclosure is a reminder about the dangers posed when a small number of companies like Facebook or the credit bureau Equifax are able to accumulate so much personal data about individual Americans without adequate security measures." I'm John Clemens.
One of the rescuers of a 13-year-old boy bitten by a shark while lobster diving at a Southern California beach talks to Fox 5 San Diego about the ordeal.
We swim over to him, throw him on the kayak. Once we get him on the kayak, we can really see what happened. And his whole clavicle is ripped open. You can see the ball and socket joint, everything. And so we throw him up on there. We're telling him he's going to be okay. He's going to be all right. We got help. I yell at everyone to get out of the water. There's a shark in the water.
The youngster is being treated for traumatic injuries to his upper torso. Although Hurricane Rosa will likely be a tropical depression when it hits Arizona, flash flood watches are already in effect for western Arizona and parts of Nevada, California, and Utah for Monday and Tuesday. Some parts of the desert southwest in Arizona could see up to 6 inches of rain. Although flooding is a concern, the rainfall will likely be beneficial because of the drought.